Welcome to another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. I'm Krista McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corker, broker for Corker Connect, a real estate company.
It is time for our St. Cloud market report for March of 2024.
It is. I feel like my microphone should come up. Still talking. That's fine. Is that better? Okay.
Yeah, that is better. You actually sound a lot better now.
Okay.
How does she look? Does she look okay? Good. So March 2024, anything kind of crazy that stood out to you, or how did it feel like in the real estate market, like with your listings and buyers?
It feels like a little tiny bit more movement, but not crazy. I mean, if you have certain products or certain property, you know, definitely, you know, those like the single stories people generally love, they go quickly.
Right.
But other houses are sitting in certain areas. It just depends on the area, but we'll go through it. We'll start with 34769.
Yep. So tell us what happened there.
Okay. So 34769, we had a total of 27 properties that sold with the average price per square foot at $223.22. Of your single stories, 22 of them sold at $234.73 price per square foot. And two stories, we only had five. And remember, 34769 covers a lot of the downtown area of St. Cloud. So they were at $172.57 price per square foot.
Yep. So month over month, you're down about 5.79%. So 5.8% in that zip code. In February of 2024, it was $236.93. This month, it's $223.22. And year over year, a slight decrease of 2.4% from $228.68 a year ago. And there's currently the days to contract. So the amount of time that it took to go under contract in 34769 was 28 days.
Okay.
Yep. And then days to close was 54. So you're even in 34769, you're hitting the one month on the market, 2 months to close sort of thing.
Which is good.
Yep. There were currently 60 active properties when we pulled the report, and with the 27 sold, you're looking at like a 2.2 month supply.
So still low inventory.
Still low, but you have to think, out of all the zip codes in St. Cloud, that is the most like entry level price points that you're going to get, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you're going to find your most affordable homes is in 34769 zip code.
Yep.
So, you know, not really too surprised there. So 34771.
Well, 34771, as you know, that's the busiest zip code. We had 75 properties that sold. The average price per square foot was $222.80. There were 43 single stories at $242.55 price per square foot. As you know, the single stories always bring a higher price per square foot. Two stories at 32 of them sold at $196.25.
Yep. And so your month over month average, you're actually up 1.75%. So almost 2% there in that zip code. And then year over year down about 3%. So, you know, kind of like hanging in that, I feel like it's, you know, like little bumps up and down are kind of normal for a market, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
it
just depends on what's on the market. So your median days to contract, and this is only for your resale homes. So we don't look at new builds because they definitely skew the numbers. Median days to contract is 84. So that's pushing, you know, 2.5, almost 3 months in that zip code. Days to close, 119. So 120, that's 4 months to get closed. So if you're in the 34771 with a resale, you need to be looking like four to six months out, you know, from when you plan to be moving on to your next property. With the 262 active homes on the market, you're looking at about a 3.5 month supply in 34771. Wow. So still low somehow.
Then we go on to 34772, where 67 properties sold at average $220.82 price per square foot. Of that, 46 were single stories at $231.85, and 21 of them were two stories at $196.67.
Yep. So your month over month averages, gains of about 1.3% in 34772. And year over year, you're up 2% from March of 2023, you've had a 2% gain. The median days to contract is 64 days, so just over 2 months to get under contract and 103 days to close. You're still almost looking at 3.5-4 months to close. And then with the 202 active homes on the market, you're looking at about a 3 month supply.
Wow.
So
then we go into the sleepy zip code of 34773, where we had 20 properties that sold at $207.02 price per square foot. Of that, 13 were single-story homes at $219.36, and of the two-story homes, we had seven at 184.11.
Yep. So your month-over-month averages, I'm just going to call it basically the same because it says it's a decrease of 0.29%. So it's basically the same as last month. You're looking for your price per square foot, and year-over-year, up a little bit at 1.23%. It's currently taking in the 34773 zip code about 90 days to go to contract and 124 days to close. So 3 months to get under contract, 4 months to close. And so those are your resale numbers, right?
And we're competing with so many new builds
there's,
out there.
Right. There's not a lot. 34773 is actually a massive zip code. But like in terms of where all the activity is, it's really Harmony, Harmony West, Harmony Central, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. And you're right. There's just so much new construction that it's, you know, you're
it's hurting the resales.
Yeah, it really is. It's
how do they compete? Oh, we'll give you 4.99, says the builder, and then we'll give you $15,000 to $20,000 in closing costs. And the right. buyer that comes in, why would they buy a resale house over a brand new? They just don't realize the difference in the different communities, which I think is right. important too. After they move in, we always hear the complaint.
Right.
I thought I was moving into Harmony, Maine. No, you didn't.
Right.
But how do you get that word out? That's the hardest part for us.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So, you know, definitely a different zip code, different market out in that zip code there. And we're, there are currently 73 active homes on the market. So you're looking at about a 3.7 month supply mm-hmm. In 34773. That's actually, I think 20 houses is probably one of the higher numbers of closed houses, but I think a lot of these looking at the addresses are some new construction. Mm. So you know, not necessarily all resales. So 34773 still hanging in there, but you know, if you do have a resale home, you're going to want to plan, you know, 4 to 6 months out, you know, have mm-hmm. some patience, and the right buyers then, especially that know where they want to be, will come. It's just a matter of time.
Then we move on to vacant land, where there are only 9 parcels that sold, and it looks like all of them were cash except for one, mm-hmm. and there were no giant big sales, like right. no land development or anything like that going on that came up on record. So.
Right. You have one, the biggest one was 5 acres that sold for $120,000, which I'm kind of like, darn, where was that? Not that I have $120,000 in cash laying around, but that's
yeah, that's
kind of nice.
That's on crabgrass, right?
Yeah.
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 But, yeah. So interesting. Interesting looking at that.
Yep. And then what do we have for Harmony?
Well, let me see. Harmony, we have... In regular Harmony, let's start with Harmony, Maine. Mm-hmm. We only had 6 properties that sold. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So 3 of them were resales. 2 were 2 stories and 1 was a single story. And the average price on that was 189.55 price per square foot. Actually, I separated them because the one story came in at 212.74 and the two stories averaged 177.95. But that was it. There were no townhouses. You have a 55 and older and at the lakes. Actually, two at the lakes. They averaged 195.84 price per square foot. Both were single stories. Yeah, I mean, not a whole one custom home. Yeah, yep. Bill sold that one custom home. Listed at 625, sold for 575, and it came in at 169.12 price per square foot. Yeah. But that part of Harmony has been really quiet. Then you move on to Harmony West, and I'm telling you that they came. There's a lot of townhouses that sold in Harmony West.
A lot of townhouses that sold. Well, like you said earlier about the interest rate, because I had a buyer that was contemplating going over there, and it really does. That's probably one of the most affordable payments you can get into, even when you add in the HOA.
Right.
Like those townhouses are still a really great buy. You know, for people looking that need something more affordable.
And they came in. The townhouses in Harmony West came in at 217.70 price per square foot, and then all their new builds came in at 214.98 price per square foot. Out of that, they had 8 single stories at 228.51, and then three two stories at 178.89. But again, mm-hmm. we're talking most of them, you know, are a new construction.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just the two over, and it looks like two over in Harmony Central.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that's it. That's all they're providing data that we get. You know, they might have a lot off sale,
right.
off market type thing right. from the builder.
And those don't typically, you don't see those in your recorded in public records for long past the time that we're giving you this report. So,
you know what I did find a crazy fact?
What's that?
Not that it's relevant to Florida, but
that's okay. Yeah, tell us.
But I was dealing with a buyer from California, and in California, they don't fund closing until the record is filed with the county.
What?
They don't release funds and say, hey, you're closed, here's your money, until that's the final thing. It's so funny because everything else up until that point, like our clear to close is very clear to close, go to signing. It's very slow. It's like clear to close, 5 days. Like there's a lot of time in between. So I was like trying to figure it out, like, because someone right. said, oh, we got clear to close. Like, yay, clear to close. So I assumed everything like Florida, but it wasn't the same. So I'm assuming something I don't know.
Right.
But then when me and the agent talked about it, she said, but she goes, okay, Florida is different, but yeah, ours is slow. It goes to title, it goes to escrow. There's different companies, no attorneys. Like there's all these different companies, right. But then they don't fund until that it goes to the county and it's recording. I say, well, that's where Florida's slow, because right. we don't have to have that to close. And right. sometimes it's 30 days or more, right? Depending on how much is going around. So right. I just thought that was an interesting fact.
That is interesting. So they must be quicker though, right? With that, like that must like,
oh yeah,
it happens. It can't be like no. weeks and weeks.
No. That happens usually by the next day or the end of the day.
Okay.
But again,
but still, it's different because the terminology is different, right? Like you're like, yeah, we're closed. Just kidding.
So I'm used to dealing with, you know, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, northern states, Illinois, right, how right. they all do everything, especially when they have attorneys.
Right.
But I guess most California buyers come in as cash. So it's not to say that we haven't dealt with California buyers, because we have, but they're usually all cash.
Right.
And so you're not dealing with someone else's selling a house and
buying a house. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and they probably have all the cash and then they go look for the house. They don't look for the house while they're under contract necessarily. So yeah, I
so that's a good fact for all your agents out there. Just know that whatever state you're dealing with that buyer, find out how they actually do their closing, because you can assume a lot.
Well, it's funny because you would think you have so many states that you know are very similar, like mm-hmm. even in the Northeast, like it's still you get clear to close, you close, the money comes in. Like mm-hmm. there's not a big delay. So yeah, that was but like wait, an
in the
outlier.
Northeast though, they have this revolving like closing date.
It is. It's whenever we feel like it, when stars align.
When the attorneys decide. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's way different. It's way different with closing dates up there. But anyway, a little bit of fact.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very interesting fact. I hope I don't have to encounter that ever again. Yeah. So.
And then just moving forward, we're not going to talk about the big lawsuit, but I just do want to say to all you buyers out there that just know come July that you will actually have to sign an agreement with whatever buyer's agent that you're working for. And I think that's a good thing, because mm-hmm. That form's been around a long time and mm-hmm. I've used it. A lot of my agents use it. It was never mandatory, but now they're making it mandatory. So if you have any questions, please ask your realtor to explain that to you. If not, if you don't have one, give us a call. We'd love to explain it and help you.
Absolutely. And that's actually a really good thing, because now buyers can go and shop for the right agent, because, you know, you don't want to just use your cousin's friend.
And there's no more phone calls. Hey, I'm standing in front of your listing. Can you come show it? No, I can't.
Right.
You know, no, that's not happening anymore. So that will really hurt Zillow, I would imagine. You know, Zillow people that call them, they like want to go in the house right away. And sometimes agents just meet them there.
Right.
Just to get to know them. Yeah. That's not happening anymore.
Yeah. So anyway, very, very interesting. But hey, give us a call. We'd mm-hmm. be happy to talk to you about it. But thanks so much for joining us for this month's episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. Remember, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms. You can also check us out online.
Yep. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're all over the place.
Yep, absolutely. And if you have any comments, questions, you can send them to discoverstcloud@gmail.com or give us a call at
1-844-CORCORAN, or you can call us at 407-953-9118.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.